Welcome, guys. Welcome back to the Lane Show every single Wednesday at 2 o'clock. I am your host, Lane Salazar. If you guys were just listening to the previous show, the Wonderworld show with my boy Willie Wonderboy. Yeah, you know, we just got off of that show. Just took a little bit of a break, like a 5-minute intermission. But here I am. And guys, it's great to be here. It is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It is a great feeling right now because, you know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And it doesn't really feel like Thanksgiving though right now. You know what I mean? It's quite weird. So guys, I'm super excited, man. This is my second show of the semester. I must say it feels quite great to be back here because, you know, it is what it is. It's Lane back on the track. So guys, I hope you're doing well. You know, I'm happy to be here. And, you know, I just want to say, I love having my show back. Because last semester, I had I had the Lane Show on here as well. I did it every single, I forgot, it was like every single Wednesday or something. Kind of just like what I'm doing right now. But unfortunately, my time here is cut short because the semester is almost over. And actually, it's over next week, I believe. So I think this is my last show. Holy cow, this is my last show because next week me and the guys from the Wonderworld are going to be doing a 2-hour show next week. It's going to take over my time as my show goes from 2 to 3. So it's going to take over that little spiel. But man, you guys got to tune in for this show, and you guys got to tune in for the next week's show with the Wonderworld crew because it is going to be quite a banger. We're going to be talking about music and our favorite songs and everything like that. So, you know, it's going to be quite the show, especially for next week. Guys, there's no other, we just gotta get right into it sooner than rather than later. You know, this is a nice little welcome, how you guys doing, blah, 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 all that nonsense, because, you know, I just want to check in on you guys, making sure you're having a fun time before Thanksgiving comes right around the corner. That's how we gotta do things around. We gotta check how everyone's doing. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I hope you guys are enjoying this little radio segment right now. Me and Willie, we just had our show, like I said, but it's time to kick off my show. Guys, I'm gonna start off by playing some music. This is going to be More Than a Feeling by Boston. You guys enjoy. I'll be back soon.
Lost myself in the song.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was More Than a Feeling by Boston. Honestly, one of the most recognizable intros to any song ever, honestly. And I love that song so much. You know, it's so happy to me. And it brings back so many memories from my childhood as I grew up listening to some rock and roll. But we're going to stray away from that because you guys will hear a little bit more about that next week, because you guys will hear some of my favorite songs are, some of my favorite artists. I think it's pretty obvious that Boston's one of my favorite artists ever, because that's all I've been playing the past, you know, 2 weeks. So you guys probably picked that up pretty early on. Well, yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that. But moving forward, you guys know it's Wednesday, and we talked about a few things last week. We talked about mostly sports, HCC sports. We talked about college football playoff. We talked about boxing a little bit, and we've went back to college football, the Heisman contenders and all that. So, guys, I think, like I said, we left off last week. We did the college football playoff top 25 rankings of last week, and I think I said let's move on, and we'll come back to it next week. So, guys, I am going to kick off the college football playoff rankings. Now, guys, if you guys weren't on the show last week, I'm going to explain this to you real quick, the rankings. So you have three polls, which is the top 25 teams in the country that you believe is ranked in those top 25 teams. Excuse me, guys. Sorry about that. So you have the coaches poll, the AP poll, and the after a certain amount of weeks, I think it's like the week 9 or something. Let me check real quick. Week 9, let's see, after week 9, week 10, so is it week 11? Okay, so it is week 11. Week 11 of every college football season, you get the college football playoff polls. So you start off only with the coaches poll and the college football, the coaches poll and the AP poll, the Associated Press. And so those polls, those are the ones that really don't matter. Well, in the beginning of the season, they definitely matter, but later in the season, they don't really mean anything, because the college football playoff polls will take over and take accountability or take authority over it. So the coaches poll is pretty much the coaches voting to who they think should be the top team and all that. So most polls are going to look very similar. The AP poll and the coaches poll are going to look very similar. And then the college football playoff poll could also look pretty similar, just with a few different adjustments and maybe a few different teams. So, here we go. This is going to be week 14. This is the second. This upcoming week is the last game of the regular season in college football. So this ranking is the second. Oh, it's one of the last college football playoff rankings before the playoffs actually start. But let's kick it off, guys. Top 25 teams according to the college football playoff poll. Let's dive right into it. So you guys remember my two favorite teams in all of college football, Colorado and Notre Dame. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry about that. A little bit of a long day, but that doesn't keep me away from you guys. You know, that's why I'm here right now. So we're going to dive in by saying that number 25 is the Colorado Buffaloes. So starting off pretty poorly, guys. It is not quite a sight I want to see, because last week we were at 16. We dropped 9 spots. And, you know, that is just a sad loss, man. It was a loss that shouldn't have happened to, excuse me, guys, a loss that shouldn't have happened to Kansas, the Kansas Jayhawks. They are 5-6 now, and the only reason Colorado lost was because of bad tackling was pretty much the biggest reason why they lost. It was a really poor effort by each player, man. It just was not a sight you wanted to see if you were a Buffs fan, aka me. I did not want to see that because I am a Buffs fan. So, guys, we fell all the way down to 25. There's still a possibility we make it to the Big 12 championship game. We were controlling our own destiny for the last weeks of the season. All we had to do was win the rest of our games. Clearly, that didn't happen. So now we need a miracle to happen if Colorado wants a shot at the Big 12 championship game. Now, number 24, we got the Kansas State Cougars. They are also a Big 12 team, and I think they are one spot ahead of the Buffs. No, that's Illinois. I need Kansas State. There we go. They're two spots behind Colorado because they are 5-3 in the conference games, and Colorado is 6-2 in conference games, meaning they won 6 and lost 2. So Colorado's still in there. Kansas State is ranked one spot ahead of them, and last week they were not ranked. So this is new to them because they came off of a win versus Cincinnati this past Saturday on November 23rd. They beat Cincinnati 41-15, absolutely demolished Cincinnati. So, did what they had to do to get ranked. And so now they are playing top 25 Iowa State Cyclones. We'll get to their ranking in very shortly. But guys, this is exactly what they're one spot ahead of Colorado, because I think a good portion of it is because they beat Colorado in the regular season. It was like, let's go take a look at what that score was. That was 31-28, so it was within a field goal, which is 3 points, guys. It's pretty wild. So let's move on, keep going forward. No more mourning on the Colorado Buffaloes, guys. Number 23 is the Illinois Fighting Illini. So they are a Big Ten team. They went up two spots since last week. They were number 25 last week. Record is 8-3, and they're coming off of a win against Rutgers. And Rutgers is they are a good team this year. So, I could see why they're put there. They have pretty quality wins of the season, and they've been looking pretty decent throughout the season. Are they in the spot for a Big 12 or a Big 10 championship spot? Definitely not. They already have 3 losses on the season, and it's not looking likely for them to have a shot at the Big 10 championship. But it's okay, because they had a very successful year, and they'll keep getting better and better as the weeks go on and as the years go on, hopefully, man. So best of luck to Illinois. Number 22 is the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the Rebels. The UNLV Rebels, I believe, is what their name is. Let me see. I did not. Guys, don't quote me. That's just what I. Yep, I was right. UNLV Rebels. Look at me, man. Look at that. All right. They are a Mountain West team. So that is not a Power 4 conference. Remember, guys, Power 4 is the Big 12, the Big 10, the ACC, and the SEC are the 4 big conferences. I'm sorry. Those are the Big 4 conferences, and there are Power 4 conferences, meaning that those are the legit conferences and the very, very competitive ones. So, but they're a Mountain West team, and they are in the top 25, so that is very successful. They are 9-2. Last week, they are 24, so they are going up, and they got a win over the San Jose State Spartans. So I honestly I'm happy for UNLV, because you don't hear much from them, guys. But this year they have been very, very good. I think their record is 9-2, they're 9-2, and they've been looking really good this year. Their two losses were against quality teams, Boise State being one of them, and I believe Syracuse being one of them. So not bad losses. They're in good hands right now. So, guys, if you're a UNLV Rebels fan, you should be very happy. Sorry, guys. Excuse me. Moving on, number 21 is Missouri, the Missouri Tigers. So, they're an SEC school, and their record is 8-3, and they moved up two spots since last week. They were number 23 last week. So they got a win over Mississippi State, a pretty dominant performance, beating them 39-20. Nothing much to be said about Missouri. They deserve the spot, I believe. They're bowl eligible, so it's a good team, man. They're a good team. Now, number 20, we got the Texas A&M Aggies. They're another SEC team. One of the top SEC teams of this year. Well, I'm not sure anymore because they came off of a loss. Last week, they were at number 15, and they dropped 5 spots. Their record is 8-3, and they lost to unranked 4-7 Auburn. Or 4-6, sorry about that. But now they are 5-6. So, guys, they deserve to drop. I mean, come on. This is like you cannot expect to be a top 15 team losing to unranked teams that you're supposed to absolutely blow out of the water, right? But Auburn did what they had to do. They came, they showed up. And so they had to drop 5 spots. Texas A&M dropped 5 spots, and Texas, they play a very, very good Texas team coming up soon, this weekend. So, best of luck to Texas A&M, and, you know, we'll see what they do. They're bowl eligible, but we'll see if they could get a spot in the, championship game. It's not likely, but you never know nowadays. We'll see. Number 19 is the BYU Cougars. Excuse me. Last week, they were number 14, just outside the top 12. Excuse me, guys, this year, by the way, the top 12 is the top 12 are the 12 teams that make the playoff. And yeah, guys, those are the teams that really, really matter in the college football playoff ranking poll, because those are the 12 teams that are going to be making the playoff. So 12 going all the way to 1. You want to be at least number 12, at least, so you get an opportunity to possibly go win a national championship. But now BYU lost 2 straight. It's not looking likely they're even going to get in the playoffs. So, guys, look at this. They're a Big 12 team. They're 9-2, and they dropped 5 spots. They were number 14 last week, like I said. They were leading their conference by a lot. They were undefeated, but they had took 2 straight losses. They lost to Kansas when they were ranked number 6, and they went to 14, and then they lost to number 21 last week, Arizona State, Sun Devils, 28-23. So, with that being said, sorry, guys. But with that being said, they are still in the seats to play in the Big 12 championship game. So Arizona State beat them, and now they lost 2 straight, and they take on the Houston Cougars this week. So, guys, we really don't know what's going to happen. BYU, they lost 2 straight, and Houston has some upsets. So, not every game is promised. The team that has has nothing to lose is always the scariest team, because you do not want to lose to that team, right? So, there you go. Moving on, another Big 12 team, we got the Iowa State Cyclones at number 18. Their record is 9-2, and they went up 4 spots since last week. They were number 22 last week, and they beat Utah by 3 points, beating them 31-28. So, guys, they're looking, you know, for a little bit of revenge, because they lost 2 straight at one point, and now they've been winning. And let's see, they have a possibility of winning the Big 12 championship. They just need a lot to happen. They need to beat Kansas State and probably have Arizona State or BYU to lose. They're taking on number 24, Kansas State. 9-2, Iowa State. 8-3, Kansas State. It'll be a great game. We don't know who's going to win. Well, let's keep moving forward. Number 17 is Tulane Green Wave from the American Athletic Conference. They are 9-2. They went up 3 spots since last week, so they're 20. And they came off of a win 2 weeks ago against Navy and beat them 35-0. So we went over this last week. They were ranked 25, but they went up a whole bunch of spots. They had a bye this past week, so they only went up a few spots. They went up 3. But Tulane is a good team, I believe. Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm struggling right now, but we're getting through it. We are awake. Number 20, or they were number 20 last week, and they destroyed a really good and put together Navy midshipman team 2 weeks ago. So, guys, it is very, very, I think they're ranked at a good spot, and they have a really good receiving core. And if you guys really like Tampa, or you guys from Tampa, well, they have one of our boys that went to Plant City High School, Mario Williams. He is a top wide receiver over there. He has been a very good, very, very good receiver over there at Tulane. And, yeah, guys, it was amazing. It's amazing to watch him, man. Proud of one of our Tampa homies. So, moving to number 16, we got the Arizona State Sun Devils. They are also in the Big 12, and they are 9-2, and they went up 5 spots since last time because they beat number 14 BYU. So, guys, they have quite the upset, and they did what they got to do. They control their own destiny now. They got to win out. They got to win this next game, and they're in the Big 12 championship. And if they win the Big 12 championship, very good shot they're in a playoff spot. So we have no idea what's going to happen from here, guys. This is such a close conference to call. It's going to be a very interesting conference. But, yeah, guys, I'm very excited to see what this is. We were at number 16 right now. So, yeah, guys, they have to play Arizona next week, and Arizona is a 4-7. A 4-7 football team, and the Arizona Wildcats, they are, they're 4-7, like I said, but it's a rivalry game. You never know what can happen in one of those rivalry games, right? Those are the games you got to look out for, and you definitely want to win because you do not want to lose to the school that you hate the most, right? It's really the game that you want to win the most, and if you lose that game, it's a big heartbreaker. So, guys, we are at number 16 right now. We are going to leave off right there, and we'll narrow it back to the top 15 teams when we get back. So, guys, we'll go on from 15 all the way to 1, and sorry about that, but you heard that. But we'll be back in about 4 minutes because we are going to listen to some Def Leppard. This is Rock of Ages, and I'll see you guys back in a few minutes. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys, to the Lane Show every single Wednesday at 2 p.m. Yes, guys, 2 p.m. I am your host, Lane Salazar, and I hope you guys enjoyed that Def Leppard Rock of Ages. I hope that was the rock of your age because, man, let me tell you, they know how to rock. I went to go see them in concert this past July, and, man, they're still kicking, and they're developed in the 70s or 80s, so, you know, they've been around for quite some time, but it was great to go see some legends from the 80s rock on in person. It was amazing, so I hope you guys enjoyed that music, but let's get back on track, guys. I said that we would go from 15 to 1, so here we go. We're going from 0 to 100 right now, making it all happen right now. So, last time we left off at number 16, Arizona State Sun Devils. The Big 12 leaders right now, 9-2, went up 5 spots from last week because they had an upset over the BYU Cougars. But that news is irrelevant now because now we're moving into the top 15 and the top 12 teams, which are the teams that really, really matter right now. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how things go. All right, here we go. You ready? Because I'm ready. I know so much for a fact I'm ready. Number 15 to kick it off is the South Carolina Gamecocks, guys. They are an SEC team. They're 8-3, and they went up 3 spots, so they were ranked 18 last week, and they beat Wofford 56-12. But you guys know, you're like, what is Wofford? You know, Wofford is, I think they're like a FCS school, so they're a small Division I school, or they're D2. One of the two, but they're a small school. And personally, it's a, you know, they're not a great team, but they did exactly what they needed to do against Wofford. So, guys, that was, you know, they, Well played, South Carolina. They deserve to be ranked in the top 15, in my opinion. I love South Carolina. I think they're a good team. I think they should be ranked in the top 15. They're finally getting the respect they deserve. So good for the Gamecocks, man. Good for them because I've always liked them growing up, you know. Have a lot of friends that like them, and they're easy to root for. They're an underdog in the SEC. So, guys, root for the Gamecocks, please, because they play a top 15 Clemson team. We'll get to their rankings shortly, but it is going to be a great game because you got number 15 South Carolina against a highly ranked Clemson team. And yeah, guys, it's very interesting because you love to see a good rivalry because every single time it's usually the last game of the season. It's when you play your biggest rival. And South Carolina and Clemson is definitely a big rival in college football. So, going to be an exciting game this weekend, guys. But let's move forward to number 14, the Ole Miss Rebels. They are an SEC team. They are 8-3. And last week, they were at number 9. So they were like a guaranteed spot in the college football playoff. They just got to win out and they'll be fine. They dropped 5 spots. So, and this is no surprise to me, honestly, because they came off of an upset against the Florida Gators November 23rd, this past Saturday. Now, the Gators, man, Florida has been on a spree lately. They have been upsetting teams left and right, man. And now they're both eligible with this win against the Ole Miss Rebels. And it's like, what other team to get a win against, right? So all you Florida Gator fans are probably really happy because, you know, Florida's actually doing a lot better than you guys thought they were going to do this year with the hardest schedule in the country. But they did what they got to do. They upset Ole Miss at home. So now Ole Miss drops all the way to 14, literally right on the edge of playoff contention. So they better hope something happens with the teams ahead of them, and they just got a win this week. They played 2-9 Mississippi State. So even though Mississippi State's 2-9, it's a rivalry game. You never know what team is going to show up or what team doesn't show up. For example, Ole Miss, right? Ole Miss does not. They have been very inconsistent this season. They lost to Kentucky, and then they beat Georgia. Number 3 Georgia, for that matter, guys. So, you know, you never know what team is going to show up regardless. Anything can happen in a matter of seconds. So, College football is so exciting, man. College football is way too exciting. So, yep, let's move forward. And number 13 is the Alabama Crimson Tide. They are an SEC team. They are 8-3, and they dropped 6 spots. Now, guys, this is what I would say. If you have, if you're a 3-loss team, and you know, if you're a 3-loss team and you are literally right outside the playoffs, in my opinion, I'm really not for that. I'm not a fan of any of that. Basically, because you know, you keep hearing it. 1-loss teams are never gonna, or 2-loss teams aren't gonna make the college football playoffs. Whenever there are 4 teams only making the playoffs. But it should be the same with 3. 3 lost teams should not be in the top 12. Alabama and Ole Miss, I think, are very fortunate to be in the spot they're given. I think the SEC has a lot of bias towards them. You guys could argue with me. I don't care because SEC is just not like that, man. Come at me. But Alabama, they came off of a loss to Oklahoma, guys. They were ranked number 7 last week. And Oklahoma was 5-5 when they played them. And not only did Alabama lose, they got obliterated. They lost 24-3 against Oklahoma. Guys, Oklahoma, they weren't even bowl eligible before they freaking beat Alabama. Now, you would expect Alabama to win because they're number 7 in the country. They've been running through everyone left and right. And they're like, oh, shoot, Alabama's back. Alabama is definitely back. They're going to be a good team. And guess what? They lost to freaking... Are you kidding me? They lost to... they lost to Oklahoma. Unranked Oklahoma. Like, come on, man. You cannot be telling me. You cannot be telling me that they deserve a spot in the college football playoff. Because, come on, right? It's not... They're just going to be taking up spots, man. So, I'm sorry, guys. This is so upsetting because Alabama should not just drop 6 spots after losing to unranked Oklahoma like that. And they got blown out. I think they should have at least dropped to like 17 or something. But that's just my opinion. You know, my opinion doesn't matter. This is the College Football Playoff Committee. They know what they're talking about. So, I'm going to let them do their job and move forward. So, guys, number 12, this is where the playoff rankings matter. Number 12 entering the top 12 is Clemson, the Clemson Tigers. They are the ACC team. They are 9-2, and they went up 5 spots since last week. So last week they were ranked number 17. They beat the Citadel 51-14. So it was a very impressive performance by the Clemson Tigers. All I say, man, next week, this upcoming week, they play number 15, South Carolina. And usually this game would be pretty one-sided, depends on the year. Clemson would usually blow them out after if it was the past few years, or South Carolina would upset them, or South Carolina would be very good and they would blow Clemson out. This year, it's not one of those cases because number 15, South Carolina versus number 12, Clemson. Both of them are ranked in the top 15. Both of them are fighting for something. They want a college football playoff spot, both of them. So it is a very close game to call. I don't know who's going to win. I hope South Carolina, man. I really do hope they pull it off. But you never know, man. You really never know with the rivalry game, especially when the teams are actually very, very good, which both of these teams are very, very good. So let's keep moving forward. Number 11 is the Boise State Broncos. They are a Mountain West team, and they are the top Mountain West team in the country right now. So they're literally right outside the top 10. But Boise State, man, they're 10-1. They went up 1 spot since last week. They were number 12 last week. Boise State, they beat number... they didn't even beat any ranked team. It was against Wyoming, the 2-9 Wyoming Cowboys. So, guys, this really isn't an impressive win because they only beat them by 4 points. But you got to look at Boise State as a whole, right? You got to. Boise State is usually very, very good at running the ball. And as they have been, I mean, they have the best running back in the country. Heisman contender. Ashton Janti, man, he is a freaking legend. He is a baller, man. He is so hungry for the Heisman. Not only that, but he's hungry to make a statement in the playoffs, man. If the Boise State Broncos win out, they will win, and they will get a first-round bye because they'll be they'll be one of the highest-ranked conference champions if they win out. So, guys, how it works is the top four teams are the highest ranked conference champions. So, whoever wins their conference and is the highest ranked at that time will get a first round bye, getting a seed in the top four. So, all Boise State has to do is win out, and they will be a top ranked team, man. And, you know, good for them. They deserve a shot at the playoffs and get to show everyone what they're made of. So good for Boise State. But let's keep moving forward. Number 10 is the Indiana Hoosiers. Now, they were a Big Ten team. They're 10-1, and they went down five spots since last week. They were ranked number 5, literally outside the top 4 last week because they played the Ohio State Buckeyes, and that was their biggest test of the season. They haven't played anyone since then. Everyone was like, okay, so is Indiana legit, or is Indiana just a pretender? And Ohio State, they proved a statement against the Indiana Hoosiers. The Hoosiers lost 38-15 to Ohio State. So rightfully so, they moved down by five spots because you expect Indiana to have you expect Indiana to at least give them a run for their money after a top five team. It's a top five matchup, right? Number 2 versus number 5. You would expect Indiana to hang with them. Nope, they were just way too overrated, and they were just not built for that moment. So it is what it is, man, but they're still in a playoff spot. They just got to lock in and show everyone what's up and prove a statement in the playoffs. But let's move forward. We got number 9 right here, the SMU Mustangs. Out of the ACC, they are 10-1, and they moved up 4 spots since last week. Now, guys, you might remember me saying last week, if you were listening, that SMU, this is their first year in the conference, and they are running this thing. They are in first place in the ACC right now, with a spot in the ACC championship game. They are very well maintained right now. They came off of a win this past week against Virginia, and they beat them 33-7. Now, SMU, I'll tell you this. SMU was, they said that this could be a game they could lose. This could be a game that they, really might get an up. They might get upset in, right? But they said, nope. We're going to get an upset. We're going to beat these guys to a pulp. They sure did that. So SMU is a very hot team right now, man. And I really think that they are a dangerous team for any team in the playoff right now. So ranked number 9 this week. Yes, I definitely think they should be ranked this high. They should have been ranked in the top 10 a while ago, in my opinion. They have just been showing out left and right. But if they win out, I mean, they only have one more game left against the California Golden Bears. So, if they win that game, I think they'll officially clinch in the a spot in the ACC championship game. So, good for them, guys. Good for them. We'll see how things roll with California. But excuse me, guys. But it is going to be a very good. They are a very good team, and I can't wait to see what else they have and the rest of the tests they have put in front of them. So, excuse me, guys, but moving forward to number 8, we got the Tennessee Volunteers. They are an SEC team. They are 9-2, and they moved up 3 spots since their last game or last week, and it's because they beat unranked UTEP. You gotta be kidding me. 2-9 UTEP. Tennessee beat them 56-0. So, I mean, I guess they did what they had to. They did what they were supposed to do, right? But they moved up 3 spots from that. So you have the possibility of snubbing teams that deserve to be in, like Arizona State, South Carolina, all those teams. But, you know, Tennessee, they deserve to be in the playoff, I think. They're a pretty good team. Are they top 10 good? No, I really don't believe so. I mean, their most quality win was against Alabama, but Alabama, you see how Alabama was running things, man. They're just, they weren't great, man. They would look good on a certain amount of times, and then out of nowhere, they would just get absolutely embarrassed in front of the world. So, guys, Tennessee, number 8, we'll see. All they got to do is win out. I mean, they have a very, very high chance to win, and because they play Vanderbilt. But Vanderbilt's no slouch. They're 10.5-point favorites. Tennessee's 10.5-point favorites against Vanderbilt. So, all they got to do is win this game, and they're definitely 100% in the playoffs. And so, we'll see how things go. And number 7, we got the Georgia Bulldogs, another SEC team. They're 9-2, and they moved up 3 spots since last week. So, they're in the number 10 spot. They beat the University of Massachusetts 59-21 last Saturday. This was a very dominant performance. For the first half, Massachusetts was giving him a run. So, you know, a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, Georgia's overrated, blah, 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 you know, all this. So there was a lot of hate and critique on Georgia. But they ended up doing what they had to do and blow him out of the water. But this last game, they have the 7-4 Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. So Georgia Tech, they could give Georgia a run. So this isn't just a pushover, walkover game for Georgia right here. Georgia Tech is a pretty good team this year. And like I said, they've upset last week I said they've upset the Miami Hurricanes. Yes, they have. It's they're in familiar territory. They upset the number 4 Miami Hurricanes. But this time they're playing the number 7 Georgia Bulldogs. We'll see how things handle differently and how things go this Saturday. So this is going to be an exciting game, guys. I would tune into it. Number 6 is the Miami Hurricanes. They are in the ACC, and they are 10-1, and they went up 2 spots since last week. So they were number 8 last week. This is their first game back since that loss because they had a bye week last week, and 2 weeks ago they had that 28-23 loss to Georgia Tech. So they're ranked number 8, and they beat number 40. They beat unranked Wake Forest. They're 4-7. 4-7 Wake Forest Demon Deacons, and beat them 42-14. So they made a statement. They were like, yup, we might have lost to Georgia Tech, but we're going to show that we still belong in this thing and that we deserve to get a spot in the playoffs, which they have definitely been showcasing that. So the ACC is competitive right now. SMU, if they win, is in, and then it's either going to be between Clemson and Miami for the conference championship game. So we'll see how things go with Miami. You know, good for them. Good for them if they make it. So I think they have a pretty much a solidified spot. They just cannot lose to Syracuse this week, but Syracuse is a decent team, so it's no pushover. Syracuse is 8-3, so you know it could be a good game, but I don't know. Miami, they've been trying to show people that they are different lately, so we'll see if they make a statement once again on Saturday. Moving in to the top 5. Number 5 is the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, guys. So this is my team. One of my teams right here. I'm actually wearing a Notre Dame Fighting Irish shirt as we speak because go Irish. But, guys, Notre Dame is independent, so they are not in a conference. They are 10-1, and they went up 1 spot. Now, I think they definitely deserve to be ranked this high. No bias aside, but just listen to this, right? They beat number 19 Army Black Knights this past week. Army was undefeated heading into this game. They were 9-0. Notre Dame was 9-1. And after this game, Notre Dame obliterated them 49-14. That's a top 20 team, by the way, guys, right there. And they showed them what's up. They said, you want to see the difference between a top 20 team and a top 10 team? I will show you. And so they did exactly what they needed to do to get that statement shown. And with Indiana losing and Notre Dame winning, that obviously bumps them up a spot. So good for Notre Dame, man. And let's keep moving forward. Number 4, I got the Penn State Nittany Lions. Now, they stayed idle. They are a Big Ten team, and they're 10-1. And they beat Minnesota. The Minnesota Golden Gophers by 1 point on this past Saturday. And Minnesota is 6-5, so they're bowl eligible, but that doesn't mean they're a great team. This game is actually always pretty tight because it's a rivalry game. There's some animosity there, so Penn State got to show them what's up. But Penn State, man, if they win, they're in because they're 10-1 right now, and they play the 4-7 Maryland Terrapins. So all they got to do is win this last game, and they're officially in, and they'll have an easy road to the playoff. So we'll see how Penn State does with the We'll see how Penn State does in the playoff if they actually make it. So I truly believe they're going to make it, and I'm interested to see how they do. So it's good to see it. It's good to see it. Well, let's move forward. Number three is the Texas Longhorns. They stayed idle since last week, and they're in the SEC. They're a 10-1 football team, and this past week they beat the Kentucky Wildcats. They beat them 31-14, so they beat them pretty good. I think it was a tough fight for Texas at the beginning of the game. It was a difficult little portion for Texas at the beginning of the game to get things going, but they eventually picked things up in the game like usual, man, and got it done. With the number three spot, Texas has it. They're in a very good spot for the SEC championship game because they're in first place in the SEC right now. All they got to do is win this next game against number 20, Texas A&M, and they got the championship game and pretty much a spot in the playoffs solidified. So there you go, Texas Longhorn fans. I hope you guys are happy about that. Now, number two is the Ohio State Buckeyes. They stayed idle since last week. And they are a Big Ten team, and they are 10-1. Now, guys, we were just talking about Indiana being number five. Indiana last week they were ranked number five, and they were getting the toughest test of the whole year with Ohio State. Ohio State is always a top five team, so they're a very prestigious program in football. Ohio State, they beat the Indiana Hoosiers 38-15, and now they're taking on their biggest rivalry, literally probably one of the biggest rivalries in college football ever. Top three, top two maybe. The Michigan Wolverines. Will it be a good game this year? I really don't think so, but will it? Could it? Is a possibility because, I mean, you never know. What if Michigan does show up and beats Ohio State? Things are not going to look too great, right? Ooh, that kind of rhymed. But, yeah, guys, Ohio State's at number two. Nothing really else to be said. They have been looking good, looking dominant. So, I think they deserve the spot. But let's move on to the number one team in the whole country, the Oregon Ducks. We talked about this last week, too. They stayed idle. They are 11-0, the only undefeated football team in the country right now. So, Oregon has just been cruising past everyone, and they're showing everyone what's up. So, Oregon Ducks fans, just give it up for you guys. You know, just round of applause because they have been looking too good recently. They had a bye this past week, so they didn't really get to show off anything, but. This Saturday, they play the Washington Huskies, which they were in the national championship game last year, but they're 6-5 this year, so they're pretty all right. But Oregon is they have no right to argue, or no team has no right to argue to say that they're a better team than Oregon, or they should be the number one team ahead of Oregon, because Oregon has been flying past everyone this year. So Oregon's doing what they got to do and taking care of business really, really easily. So good for Oregon, man. They haven't lost a single game this season, and I don't think they will lose a game this season until they get to the playoffs. We'll see how things go. Maybe we'll get that Ohio State versus Oregon rematch in the Big Ten championship game. But that's going to be very interesting. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed this because this has been just a little rundown of the top 25 teams in the country. I just wanted to give you guys the top 25 teams and kind of what my takes are on them. and pretty much just give you guys, you know, a little rundown and what could possibly be the outcomes of the games and the spreads and stuff like that, and who they're playing, who they got upset by. So keeping you up to date on the football news, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this show today. Sorry we didn't. We only talked about one topic today. But it's something I'm passionate about. If you guys don't like it, then I apologize. But I'm very passionate about college football, and I love college football and sports such as that. Guys, next week I did not have a show, so just so you guys know that, it is going to be me, Willie, Gunner, and Mariana on the Wonderland show. So we are going to be doing a two-hour show next week, so I hope you guys tune into that. It's going to be a music special, last show of the semester, so guys, I hope you guys tune in for that. I recommend it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be very interesting. A two-hour special. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed today. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, because, you know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Just don't eat too much, all right? Well, you know, you don't want to eat too less because it's Thanksgiving, right? You got to eat. Tomorrow's the only excuse to get fat. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home, take a break, and get absolutely fat tomorrow. So, guys, have a great Thanksgiving. Please stay safe out there. Have a great one. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving. Bye, guys.